how have new COVID rules and regulations kind of interfered with your songwriting and your
Oh, it's completely put a derail on everything. Like I said, after Standing Rock, I went into like a little, little self, inner self searching. And, you know, it took a little while. And like last year, I just started getting back into the groove. I had a lot of shows last year. I got nominated at the Indigenous Hip Hop Awards in Canada, as well as multiple, you know, shows and tours that were set up. And then here goes Corona hitting right at the beginning. I had two tours set up. And so it actually put everything on hold until 2021. And some of the venues are just messaging me now. So that put a damper also on my creativity. So I had, I just been using this time to actually right now, I created the space to make it feel like as if when I go into the city or when I go to these venues or recording studios, I created that space again in my own, you know, living area, so that way I can start feeling that creativity again. And honestly, you know, interviews and being able to talk to you guys is, you know, what's going to keep me going and keep my creativity and get it where it needs to be.
Do you feel there will be more battles like Standing Rock to fight for?
Yes, there will be many more, and they are happening right now as we speak. I'm currently in the middle of a trial in Canada, in Ontario. I was arrested a few months back for being in Tiendanega, Ontario, on our ancestral territory. And what it was is there was a situation, again, like Standing Rock, up in West Wetton territory up in BC. And the difference between Standing Rock is they were like, we're going through here and this is where we're putting it. Up in BC, they made a deal with the people that were up there, and they said, yes, you can put it, the pipeline through here, but you'd have to reroute it around our water system because this is all we have. And then it turned into them not wanting to pay that extra money to put the pipes around. And they said, we're going to run right through. And it created this whole controversy out there to where the people in the territory created camps and living and all of that right on that territory. And the Canadian government had went in there and forcibly took in women and men. And it was mainly women. And they took them and arrested them and dragged them out of their this area and these homes. And that led to a big another fire around here, and it sparked up everything to where everybody all over Canada that believed that that was wrong stood up, and there was fires lit all over there. There was ceremonies begun, and a lot of things had happened along Canada where they had shut down the Canadian Railway, because the Canadian Railway is one of the main institutions that pushed the oil and mostly monetary things through this that the humans barely see any value in, other than the 1% that makes money off of it. And so what happened out there, you know, that led to this big outrage. And in my home territory, there was something going on within 2 hours within me and in another sister territory. And I felt, since I went to Standing Rock and, you know, I go to these actions and my heart calls me there, that when something happens at home, I have to be right there. Whether what I don't know what I'm going to do, I just got to go there, show my voice, you know, maybe they need help with wood, water, like I said. And it turned out I went there, they needed, you know, a lot of help. And anybody with skills of surviving in the winter, and we were out there in the cold, sleeping in tents. And again, and this is in Canada and a few months ago in this winter. And so right now they came in at 6 o'clock in the morning and they arrested 9 of us on where we were camped out, which was legally where we were supposed to be. We weren't doing nothing wrong. We weren't hurting nothing. We weren't burning nothing. We were standing there on our side, and they felt that they had to follow through on their orders, which was to remove us from the premises by any means. And they did. And so they arrested all of us, and we sat in jail for over a day. And there was a lot of outrage on the outside, and also a lot of love and support and community and unity. And so right now I'm actually in trial for that. The court date's pushed next month. And at first none of us were allowed to talk to each other, be around each other, go to anything unless it was ceremony. But the court case keeps getting pushed, and they have dropped all of those restrictions and charges, which shows you that they know that they're in the wrong and they got to figure their way out of it. So yes, there's many fights, many going on, and there will be many more, as well as there's line 3 in the United States. If you look up line 3, there's a lot of camps going around, and that's another pipeline. and there's KXL, which is another pipeline that will be pushed through. And that actually, you know, we were wondering about Biden, what he would do, because, you know, Obama had stopped the pipeline for a little bit. And then Trump, right as he came in, the first 2 weeks as he came in office, his executive order was to push that pipeline in Standing Rock. And so he personally signed an order that had went and personally hurt a lot of us. And so here we are again with our new president-elect coming in. And the first thing that the Canadian Prime Minister had put in the newspapers last week was that the KXL will be going through. And in his first conversation with Biden, he has assured him that this will be successful. So again, that's going to be that right there will create many more fights, many more camps, because people want clean water and people want to survive. And it's not always about a dollar.
When would you say, like, you're most creative, like lyrics and stuff just come to you? When and where would that be?
The most creative comes when I'm around like-minded individuals, and you know, and it don't even always have to be music, just being around creative people and, you know, funny, entertaining, and it opens these sparks and creates different things to where your brain's easier to think. So always when I'm around, you know, in different studios, or especially when I was last time I was at the Sanctuary, it made me want to write a new song, wanted me to paint some pictures and work on a documentary as well as a TV show with Brenda, because it's so amazing, you know, what she offers and shows the kids. It's beautiful. So that's mainly where the creativity, being around amazing people.
What are some ways communities can help other people that are experiencing what's happening in Saturn Rock and up in Canada? So what are, like, some ways we can help?
Well, the best ways with help is to, you know, go find these organizations like, you know, the Water Source Funds and you know, as well as any of these areas where these camps are going up, to get a hold of these, the people and the organizers, you know, they any help is lovely, whether it's talking, you know, caring, monetary or supplies, you know, anything helps these areas. But what's even more is, I guess, sharing knowledge and sharing your thoughts and feelings, like even today, to, you know, if you're watching this or yourselves, you know, to take some of these questions to the people around you. And it don't even have to be a question that's serious or deep about politics or none of that. It could be, you know, how do you feel about water? And, you know, what would you do to make sure that you always have clean water? And just those questions right there could help bring about the conversation to dig in and realize that there's a whole world out there of people that, you know, want clean water and want to breathe, which you think everybody would. But apparently we live in a time in society where, you know, I guess sometimes you don't know what people think or feel. And
when it comes to organizations, what are some, like, organizations or movements that you can say, like, you have stood by or helped in any way?
Right. Well, the Native Peoples Movement and, you know, any majority of the Standing Rock things. And I completely stood by the Idle No More movement. And, you know, the Idle No More movement was something that was created, you know, many years back because of the same reasons and because of Mr. and Murdered Women and, you know, just idling no more, standing up and finally speaking up for what you believe in. And that led to a lot of these other movements like Standing Rock in itself. And so the list goes on. And if you know, you can go to my website, joc.com. And I have a lot of the people that I work with, as well as other communities and, you know, fundraisers or events that could, you know, use the help.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Thank yous. And, you know, keep up the good work. And like I said, this is amazing to see youth like yourselves doing this. You know, this makes me feel awesome and it gives me joy. And so keep up the good work. And you know what I mean? And it's an honor to be able to talk to you guys. And I hope to meet you one day.
Thank you.